All right, what's going on, everybody? I want to welcome you to this week's episode of the Sleeping Giants podcast with Mike and Terrence, presented to you by Double E TV. What's going on, Mike?
Not much, man. Got a lot of stuff to cover this week. I think we covered what, six albums, I think?
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of music. We got one EP and about 38 singles, man. So yeah, man, let's go ahead and get down to it, man. Albums. We got JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown, Scaring the Hoes. I love this project, man. It's incredible. I was real happy to see Danny Brown, who someone I kind of feel has been underrated over the years. Obviously, you know, we got some shine on when Eminem did the Shady 15th anniversary. Danny was on there. Definitely someone when I think of Detroit, you know, I definitely think of Danny Brown. But this project is incredible. Kind of put me in a semi Gnarls Barkley kind of vibe a little bit. But yeah, it's an incredible project, man. Highlights for me are Lean Beef Patty. I like that track a lot. Scaring the Hoes, which is the album title. They have a single or a song on there with that exact same name. I like that one. Fentanyl Tester. That joint was crazy. The single that they have out, Kingdom Hearts with Red Veil, incredible track. God Loves You, and also like Jack Harlow, Combo Mill. But yeah, incredible project. The production on here was crazy. Like a lot of the samples they did, they had like some, like one almost seemed like a gospel song that was sampled. If I'm not mistaken, one of them almost kind of sounded like a semi MC Hammer type sample. I mean, the production was like all over the place on this album. When I say all over the place, not like in a bad way, like in a good way. Just it's crazy. It's like one of the craziest albums I've heard from a production standpoint. It was crazy.
I agree with what you said about the production 100%. The production on this album is crazy, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you know, we got a glimpse of that when we covered Kingdom Heart Key, which had Red Veil on it. So we got a small glimpse of that, but to dive into the album, like, you really get a feel for exactly what JPEG Mafia does. And I gotta give him a lot of credit, man. The production's incredible. As you said, Danny Brown did some excellent rapping on this project as well. Man, incredible for real. Especially like the production is so outside of the box. And I think I may have said this on the previous pod, like to take so many different sounds and to make it work, I don't know how many people could do that. Like, so I have to give them credit for him credit for that. Like, it's incredible. Highlight Scaring the Hoes featuring Danny Brown. Obviously, Danny Brown's all over the album. Perfect, Orange Juice Jones, Crazy, Kingdom Hearts Key, God Loves You, Jack Harlow, Combo Mill, and Heaven on Earth. All incredible tracks, I thought. So, man, this is a dope album.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, make sure you guys check this out. Like, I know sometimes we say that, but really check this project out. Leave a comment in the comment section. Let us know what you think. But I love this project. So shout out to JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown.
Yeah, man, it's different, but different in a good way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, man. Next up, we got Juicy J, Mental Trillness. I'll let you start this one off.
Okay, Juicy J with Mental Trillness. I really enjoyed this project. I've heard maybe one or two Juicy J projects before. So I thought a lot of the subject matter on this one was dope. I thought production obviously was incredible. I didn't think there was one song on here that I didn't like as far as production. So I got to give him credit for that off the top. Highlights for me, going through some getting no man, I'm stressing, Ain't Cool featuring Aliza, Deadbeat featuring Lil Chat, La Chat. Different Type, No Rapper featuring Aliza, Slymaroni, and K Carbon. Excellent. We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Pay Attention, Work Out with Finesse Two Times, and Follow Home Robbers featuring Gangsta Boo. Rest in peace, Gangsta Boo. So yeah, excellent album, man.
Yeah, man. Just that whole title, Follow Home Robbers. But it's true, you know, like even before that song came on, the little skit talking about that. Yeah, I agree 100%. Gettin', I thought Gettin' was fire. No Man, I like that joint a lot. You know, No Man, featuring Xavier Wolf. I'm Stressing, I like that one. Drink to Escape. No Rapper, which is the single with Lee, Slim Roni, and K Carbon, and Follow Home Robbers with Gangsta Boo. I was happy to hear her on there. I was like, yeah, that's good to you know, give her that shine. And hopefully, you know, they got a hard drive of some music of hers that's still around, man. Hopefully we can get a Gangsta Boo album this year. But yeah, incredible rapping. I thought Juicy did a good job with the bars. It kept me engaged. So great project. Shout out to Juicy J.
Yeah, I agree. I thought Juicy did some great rapping on this project. Maybe some of the best rapping I've heard from him, honestly, on a as far as a full length project. So I thought that, and he carried it well. So shout out to him. I thought he did an excellent job on it.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Remember, we was talking about his verse on the Super Bowl track with Conway. And I was like,
Yeah.
that's probably the best verse I've ever heard from Juicy J. So he's definitely, you know, stepped it up, you know, and gotten a lot better. So shout out to him.
Facts.
Next up, man, we got, is it Ellie Dollar or Ellie?
LA Dollar less.
Less is
We'll
More,
go with
Volume
LA
2.
Dollar.
Yeah, all right. Ellie Dollar, Less is More, Volume 2. Yeah, man, you know, some great rapping on here. You know, it's a short project, but I enjoyed it. Almost every song on here was fire, man. He did a good job with it. I like the bars. I like a lot of the concepts he had. Just the structure of the whole project. It was nicely put together, and the beats were fire as well. Highlights for me would be State of Mind, Who the Plug, Mushroom Gummies. That joint is crazy. What We Doing, and maybe my favorite song on this project though is Trying. Like that record is crazy. But yeah, man, it's my first project to hear from him, LE Dollar, but I thought he did a great job on it.
Yeah, agree. LA Dollar was real popular some years back. I remember hearing it may have been even Less Is More Volume One, possibly. But I just know it's been a while since I heard anything from him. So when this popped up, I was kind of excited to see, you know, what he had been cooking up. And I wasn't disappointed. I thought I co-signed everything you said. I thought the production was well done. I thought it was well put together overall as a project. The rapping was excellent. So yeah, highlights for me are State of Mind, Vape Watch. I thought that beat is crazy. Who the Plug is dope as well. What We Doing and Trying. So yeah, I really enjoyed this. Shout out to LE Dollar. Very well done project.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Next up, man, we got Ice Cold Bishop, Generational Curse. I'll let you start this one off.
Okay, Ice Cold Bishop. Okay. I know we covered Ice Cold Bishop on the track with Merce, if I'm not mistaken. And I really like what he did on that song. This was really very different than what I got from the verse on the Merce song. And maybe, you know, I just wasn't paying attention and, you know, the signs were there and I just missed them. But as an overall project, I thought the production was done well. I think he has a great voice. I love the raspiness of his voice, especially when he gets to the singing. I think that's very dope. And I think that he utilizes it well. For me, my biggest knock would be I wasn't necessarily into all of the subject matter. A lot of the songs, as far as the subject matter, kind of seem a little repetitive. But overall, I think he can rap. I think like I said, I like his singing and the raspiness of his voice and how he incorporates those things. I thought all of that was dope. Highlights for me would be Full Fledged. I thought that track was fire.
Yeah.
Candlelight is fire as well. Out the Window, I like that one a lot too. And The Government Gave Us Guns. I like all of those tracks. Like I said, my only knock would be some of the subject matter just kind of gets a little bit repetitive. I would like to see him branch out and maybe try to talk about some other things as far as his subject. But I definitely think he's talented.
Yeah, I agree. You know, yeah, I agree. The some of the subject matter was a little out there. I think one thing I like about this project though, the production is very kind of West Coast driven. Like all those beats almost sounded like Battle Cat or something. Like it was definitely like a bag of like a lot of West Coast music on here. But yeah, he did some great rapping. I thought the uniqueness of his voice and the way he kind of did it. You know, Kendrick sometimes kind of switches up his voice and stuff like that. Kind of reminded me of that a little bit. Highlights for me would be Full Fledged, as you mentioned. Candlelight, I like that track. Focus, Last Night, and Till the End. Those are my highlights. But yeah, incredible project, man. I enjoyed it. But like you said, some of the content and the subject matter was a little repetitive, but overall, it was a good project, though.
For sure. And I want to say he is a West Coast artist, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. We'll look into that more, and next time we cover him, we'll definitely have the answer on it.
Okay, yeah. It's not surprising. Like I say, man, it definitely sounded like a lot of West Coast beats on there. So, yeah, shout out to Ice Cold Bishop.
For sure.
Next up, man, we got Quando Rondo Recovery. I ain't gonna lie, man. This joint was fire. Like, I didn't really know what to expect. I know we covered a couple songs of his on the podcast, but this thing was fire, man. I thought it was great. Shout out to him, man. It's a great project. Just some of the, even though, you know, I can hear like the vulnerableness in what he's talking about and some of the tracks on here, and I thought it was nicely done, man. You know, highlights for me would be 50, Blame. I like that track a lot. Me First, Heartaches, RIP, Fat, you know, which we covered on the podcast before. I Admit, I like that joint a lot. And then probably my favorite song is Long Live Pat. But yeah, it's an incredible project. And he just rapped well, man. He did a good job on here. I like this project a whole lot more than I thought I would.
All right, so Quando Rondo, Recovery. Yeah, I agree with what you said. I like this project a lot more than I expected to. We've covered him before on the podcast, and I've liked most of the songs that we've covered from him. As far as his style, I think he has a dope style. I think I mentioned to you a few days ago of a lot of the newer cats, you know, like the NLE Choppers, the Polo G's, and guys like that. I think I like a lot more of Quando Rondo's music. And that's not a knock on any of them, because we've covered all of them on the pod. Right. But I think, like you said, this was a very well done album. Highlights for me would be Lost One, Me First, Plenty Muscle, Speeding, Tear It Down, Rip Fat, From the Bottom, Long Live Pap. I think that's my favorite song as well. And I like the Give Me a Sign featuring Youngboy. I thought that was done well as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, shout out to Quando Rondo, man. It's a great project. next up, we got Danger Seizure. Never Enough. I'll let you start this one off.
Daniel Caesar with Never Enough. Man, this is fire, bro. Fire to me. You know, we covered Let Me Go. I think we both liked that track.
Yeah.
When we covered it a few weeks ago. I think we both enjoyed it. So I was kind of looking forward to this, you know, being that we just recently started covering R&B, and he did not disappoint at all. This is an excellent album, man. Definitely a top R&B album of the year contender. Highlights for me, I got Ocho Rios, Valentina, Fire, Toronto 2014, Fire, Let Me Go, obviously. Do You Like Me? I like that one a lot. Always, Disillusioned, Homosexual, funny track, but I like it, dope. And Vince Van Gogh, it was different, but I like it. So shout out to Daniel Caesar. This is a very well done project, man. My first full Daniel Caesar or deep, my first full Daniel Caesar project. But I thought it was done very well.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too, man. It's definitely is an easy listen, nice groove. Valentina, I like that track a lot. Let Me Go, good track. Always, I like that one a lot as well. Shot My Baby, that one was crazy. Homosexual, as you mentioned, featuring Ty Dolla $ign. Vince Van Gogh, I like that. Maybe I like Vince artwork a lot, so that track kind of stood out to me. And Always featuring Summer Walker, shout out to Summer, she did a great job with her vocals. So yeah, it's a great project, man. It's a nice groove, and everybody should definitely check it out. Daniel Caesar, Never Enough.
Yeah, for sure. And the song that you were talking about with Summer Walker, I'm not sure if that's maybe on the deluxe version or possibly. I know there was a version of I think Valentina with Rick Ross on it as well. So maybe those are like the deluxe version or something.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly what you're saying. I saw the one with Rick Ross also. Next up, man, we got Tink, Thanks for Nothing, produced by
Hitmaker.
Hitmaker. Yeah, produced by Hitmaker. Yeah, I mean, she's got some joints on here. I mean, some of the subject matter is a little crazy, but it's almost like one of the songs is toxic, so yeah, almost some of the songs almost sounds like a toxic relationship, or like a back and forth with somebody that you are in love with. So I know you had mentioned to me when we had picked to cover this album that she did some music with Timbaland back in the day. So I definitely wanted to hear what she was going to do with Hitmaker. And I thought she delivered a pretty solid project. Highlights for me would be Fake Love. I like that track a lot. Most songs, people who do this title, Fake Love, most of the songs have been pretty good. Toxic, I like that track a lot. Let Me Down, or Let Down My Guard, I like that track. Featuring Ty Dolla $ign, another track with, we talked about him on Daniel Caesar's album. So he did a good job with his vocals on his album for Tink as well. Gangsta's Paradise, I like that track a lot. And Stress Ain't For Me, maybe might be my favorite song, but solid project, man. I thought Hitmaker did a good job with the beat.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was very well produced. I thought Tink did an excellent job with the songwriting. Like you said, some of the subject matter maybe not stuff that I can relate to, but I could understand at least where she was coming from on a lot of it. So I thought that was cool. Highlights for me: Fake Love, Toxic, Save Your Soul, Someone on You, Let Me, I'm sorry, Let Down My Guard, featuring Ty Dolla $ign, as you said. Trust Issues, Tongue Tie. I really like that song a lot. I thought that was dope. And Ain't Gotta Leave, I thought was really dope too.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Tink. You guys, make sure you check that out. Thanks for Nothing. And last but not least, man, we'll close it out with Royce da 5'9", the Heaven Experience EP. You did a Heaven Experience LP last year, Volume 1, but this is the EP here. I'll let you start this one off.
We've covered Royce on the podcast before. He's definitely a dope MC. We respect
Absolutely.
Royce and his catalog, his lyricism, and we respect him as an artist. So really not a lot to talk about with that. As far as the highlights, I thought overall it was a, being an EP, you know, it's not going to be a lot of songs. So I thought it was well done. Only maybe one or two songs that I kind of felt like were just okay. Highlights for me, Signs, Look at This, I thought was a very dope track. I like Grown Ass Man as well. Royce and Reggie is phenomenal, featuring Redman, excellent track. And I Don't Want to Know, I like the vibe with the hook on that song a lot. So I thought it was really dope.
Yeah, the track with him and Courtney Bell. Yeah, every song you mentioned, I liked. I just add Out the Barrel. That joint was, his rapping was crazy on that one. He was just kind of like when him and Eminem do the Bad Meets Evil. It kind of seemed like a bag you pulled from that. That rapping was crazy on that song. I like that one a lot. And as you mentioned, Grown Ass Man was crazy as well. But the other songs you mentioned, I like those. Royce and Reggie with Redman. I Don't Wanna with Courtney Bell and Track Sanders. I like that track as well. So, yeah, it's a great EP. And also, now the LP that he did was kind of like a greatest hits a little bit. We did like some bonus cuts on there. New songs, I should say. And he had one with Black Thought. That was crazy. And he did a couple by itself. But yeah, I mean, it seems like Royce, he launched some new little like app or kind of like platform or something that he's doing with Heaven that probably is going to pick up some traction. So we keep you guys in the loop with everything that Royce is doing with the Heaven Studio. So with, maybe in a week or two, we'll bring you guys up to speed with everything Royce has going on. But yeah, Mike, new music, man. New singles. We got a lot of them to cover, man. Yeah.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and get into it. Starting with Tizo Touchdown, Familiarity. That's a tough word for me to get out. I thought this was dope. At first, I really didn't know what to expect. I was kind of like, what is this? And then, you know, as I listen and, you know, give it a chance, I'm kind of seeing where it's going. And I think he signed to a PG Lang, that's Kendrick's label.
Okay. Yeah.
That he's got now, you know, since he left TDE. So, and if I'm not mistaken, he was his first signee. So, I can start to see, you know, what Kendrick saw in him as an artist, and that's cool. So, I thought this was dope.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I thought this track was fire, man. Different, but I liked it. I liked it.
Facts. Next, we got 6ix9ine featuring I'm sorry, 6ix9ine, Bori featuring Lanier. The majority of this song was, I'm assuming, in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So I really didn't know what he was saying. The beat was cool, but like that's really all I can really say about it.
I mean, for me, I'll separate the personal stuff, all that. Not, I'm saying not my personal feelings, but people's personal feelings about him and the snitching and all that kind of stuff, but just the song itself, probably the best song I ever heard from him, to be honest with you. You know, I thought the video was cool too, you know, him, you know, passing out money, helping people who seemed like they needed, you know, some assistance or whatever. And the vibe of it was cool. So probably the best song I ever heard from him, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree. I thought the vibe was cool, but considering that most of the song was in Spanish, I really don't know what he was saying.
Sure. But would you say, even though we couldn't understand him, but I guess, you know, you've heard Spanish music before, it seemed like he did a pretty good job, I think.
Yeah, like I said, I thought the vibe was cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's more, I mean, Cali, you know, has songs where she's singing in Spanish. So, you know, I thought the vibe was cool. I just, you know, for a rapper, I really didn't know what he was saying. So it's hard for me to really critique the song when I don't know what he's saying.
Sure.
But next we got Lloyd Banks movie scenes. I'll let you start.
Fire, man. I guess Lloyd Banks got a new album coming out. It seems like every week he's on here. You know, he had the joint with Method Man last week, and he has some other joints that he's been putting out. So, I think that is right. He is dropping part three or volume three of the series that he has out. Fire. I mean, everything so far, it's been sounding good. I thought the album he put out last year was incredible. So Lloyd Banks has been on like a great run, man. Like these last 3 years, he's been going off.
No, facts. I agree. Course of the Inevitable 2, was it last year?
Yep.
So maybe we'll get Course of the Inevitable 3 this year. But I thought it was fire. Agreed. I thought the track last week with Method Man was fire. Mm-hmm. The track at the beginning of the year with RJ Payne was fire. So
yeah,
Lloyd Banks is doing his thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next, we got Jhené Aiko with Calm and Patient. I'll let you start.
Fire, man. She's an incredible artist. I mean, she is, hopefully we get an album from her this year. That would like be incredible. You know, all the R&B stuff that we've been covering this year with Masego, Black, Music Soul Child, and Blast, and other people that we've gone over. So to add her to this list would be wanted. So yeah, incredible track, very nice groove, her vocal sounded great, and she's incredible.
I agree. Very nice track. Greatly produced. She sang well. I like the subject matter. Thought it was dope. Fire emoji.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next, we got Moray featuring Lil TJ. High Price. This is cool. I like this. I think last time we covered Moray, it was the song that he had with Macklemore, if I'm not mistaken. And that one was cool. I like this one with Lil TJ a little bit better than that last one. So, I like this. It's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was cool, too. You know, the hook was crazy, and both of them did their thing on it. So I thought it was a cool track.
Thanks. Next, we got Jazz Cartier with Plus 4416. I'll let you start.
It's fire, man. I like this track. I thought it was cool. It was different. Even though the video was just a visualizer, but he did his thing on it. I liked it a lot, man. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I agree. Different, like you said, but I like his style. I like what he did with the track, so I thought it was cool, too. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next, we have Miley. Nikki Nine Door. I wasn't feeling this one. I really wasn't feeling this one. I don't know. It just didn't connect for me. Maybe it's outside of my realm of understanding, but I wasn't really feeling this
one. Yeah, same here. It was, video was cool, but song just, it was something kind of missing from it.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Next, we got Lil Toddler featuring Lil Uzi Vert, Ransom. I don't think we've ever covered Lil Uzi Vert on the pod. And to be honest, I'm not very familiar with a lot of his music. I've heard a few songs before, but I thought this was pretty decent. I enjoyed what he did on this. I thought it was good. Not very familiar with Lil Toddler either, but overall, I thought it was pretty decent. I thought it was good.
This track here, I wrote cool, but it's semi kind of fire. It's kind of like, it's cool, but it ain't over the top, but it's kind of like, it's close to fire. So it's cool though. I mean, if I, 1 to 10, probably like a 7 or whatever. It's a different type track, but I definitely thought Lil Uzi Vert carried the song though.
I agree.
Yeah.
Next, we have Drake featuring Kim Kardashian with Search and Rescue. I'll let you start.
I thought that was Kim. I didn't know that was her, but it sounded like her voice. So I don't know. I don't know if this is, I thought him and Kanye were cool. I don't know how Kanye is gonna feel about his ex-wife being on here. The song itself, I wrote different. Oh, it's different. It's not bad, but I don't think it's great either. It's different though, I mean, it's a Drake song, so I'm sure I'm gonna hear it 100 times, 100,000 times or whatever over the next couple of months. So it may grow on me, but on the first listen, it's different. I'll say that.
I mean, I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was terrible, but I didn't think it was like, oh my God, I gotta call somebody either. But I mean, apparently he took some kind of voice sample from a telephone, maybe some telephone call that Kim was having with her mom. I think you can even hear maybe some Kris Jenner on that as well. I don't know if that's from maybe Keeping Up with the Kardashians, or who knows? It could be from anywhere. Obviously, though, with everything that has happened with them in the past, I'm sure he has to know that doing something like this is going to raise eyebrows. The song itself is cool. I didn't think it was spectacular. Like I said, it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Like I say, it's just it's different. It's it's all right.
Next, we have Armin featuring Nas, "Candle of the Devil," produced by Scott
Got
Storch.
storage, yep.
Armin, I've seen him on Sway a few times before. I think he can definitely rap. He got a Nas feature, so that's pretty dope
Yeah.
in itself. Production from Scott Storch as well too. I thought this was dope on some like lyrical hip hop type stuff. I thought it was dope.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Yeah, I thought it was cool. I thought the track was nicely done. Great bars from him, and Nas came in and did his thing as well. So yeah, I agree. I like the concept too of the song. So it's dope.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Next, we have DC the Don, "Hate Being Lonely." This is cool. I didn't think it was bad, but I didn't think it was spectacular either. It's cool.
I kind of like this track. Maybe it was the production I like, but yeah, I thought it was pretty nicely done though. I like the video too, so it's a pretty cool song.
Okay. Ian Dior is next with 10 by 3. It's okay.
I
It's
thought it was
cool.
cool. I thought it was all right. First time hearing something from them. If I heard anything before, I just don't remember. But it was cool though. It was cool. Not bad.
I definitely think this is the first time we've covered them on the pod.
Okay.
I think, like you said, this is the first time I've heard of them. I thought it was cool, though, like you said, cool.
Yeah.
Next, we have Anime featuring K-Tradonna and Pharrell with Forever. This is fire.
Yeah.
Fire beat from K-Tradonna. Anime, I think some of the best rapping I've ever heard from him. And Pharrell did his thing on this as well. So yeah, fire emoji for me.
I agree 100%. This song was fire, man. I liked it. It's good to hear Pharrell. I ain't heard from him in a minute, but yeah, fire track, man. Fire.
Thanks. Next we have Lil Yachty with "Strike." Now this is different than what Yachty did on the project that we covered earlier this year.
Yeah.
He's back to rapping. As far as rap goes, this is probably one of the better Lil Yachty songs, though. Do I think it's spectacular or like, the best song I've heard from him? No, but I thought it was cool. Didn't think it was bad.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. I thought it was pretty decent. I mean, it's nothing crazy, but it's cool though. Not bad.
Okay. Next, we have NLE Choppa featuring Sexy Red with Slut Me Out.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, like the this is like, man, you know, it's like, you know, we got Megan, we got all these people doing, you know, what they do with the sex stuff, but this song is wild, man. This is wild. But at the same token, even though he's wilding out, it's probably my favorite NLE Choppa song, to be honest with you. Probably his best song, in my opinion. Yeah, I mean, he did his thing on that, man. They talking crazy. She's talking crazy, and it's really out there. You know what I'm saying? It's out there, but it's probably his best song, in my opinion, that I've heard. Not that I'm like a aficionado in his catalog or nothing. Yeah, you wildin', man.
It was cool. It was cool, man.
Yeah.
It was cool. That's okay. All I got.
Yeah.
Next, we got Marcus Clay with Kendrick, Clay, and Cole. I'll let you start.
I thought this was dope. You know, I guess I took from the song, like, he wants to be in that same category with those guys or be mentioned with them. So, hey, I can't knock the guy for wanting that. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you got to put the work in to get there. But, yeah, his rapping ability, I think, is there, you know. But, obviously, to get that, get in that same stratosphere with Kendrick and Cole, it's not always about like ability or something. Maybe he's got to do like a mixtape, or he's got to do something or project to really stand out, to really you know, have people respect, you know, his art. Because, you know, in this day and era, with everything being so okay, you know, let me ask you this, Mike. If Kendrick or J. Cole had just started this year, like not 12, 13 years ago when they did, if they came out today, how do you think those guys would kind of fare in this market with music dropping so frequently and everything kind of being like, you know, trap and stuff like that? So I think Kendrick and Cole really came out at the perfect time that they came out. So... not that I'm trying to knock him, because I think this song is dope, but it's just like a big mountain to climb, you know, with the way music is. I mean, think about it. We're covering 38 singles this week, and then next week, and it's probably 40 songs we didn't cover this week, and then another 40 songs coming out next week. So it's so much music that comes out. It's like stuff, I don't know, man. Sometimes I just like, I mean, I enjoy the stuff, but it's like, dang, you know, you can't even like sit on it. There's another 100 songs about to come out.
Yeah, facts. As far as the song, I enjoyed it. I thought it was dope. We've covered, I'm trying to think if we have covered Marcus Clay. I know I've sent you this song, and me and you have spoken about Marcus Clay and how I feel about him as an artist. Maybe not possibly on the pod, but I know the song that he had last year, Studio Gangsta, I thought was really, really dope. Yeah. So this is the first one that I've heard from him this year. Like I said, I enjoyed it. And I mean, I'm of the mindset that, you know, even if the mountain is high, you got to start somewhere. So, you know, hey, maybe, you know, this is his idea of speaking it into existence. I know, if I'm not mistaken, he signed, I know he was working with Master P at one point in time. I'm not sure if that's still the case in point at this point in time, but I definitely think he has the talent to get there. And, you know, does he have the drive? Will he have the, you know, support? We'll find out.
Yeah.
Next, we got YoungBoy, Never Broke Again, featuring Nicki Minaj, What the Fuck, or WTF. Young Boy.
Sorry.
Yeah, I thought the Nicki verse was okay too. I didn't think it was excellent. I thought it was just, okay. We've covered quite a bit of Young Boy on this pod, believe it or not. And like I said, this is cool. I'm with you on this. I think it's cool. I don't think it's terrible.
Right. Yeah, I agree. It's not terrible. It's I mean, he puts out a lot of music, so I mean, we'll get five more songs from him to check out. I mean, his albums probably have 30 songs on it or something. He puts out a lot of music, so but this one, it's okay. It's not bad. It's all right.
Facts. Next, we got Joey Badass with Fallen. This is cool. Joey's kind of singing on this. I heard a word on the street is he's this next album that he's putting out is supposed to be a partial R&B album. So if that's so, then that's cool. We're starting to see a trend of, rappers putting out R&B albums. Sia Re the Kid did earlier this year with his Toxicity at his finest album. So yeah, starting to see a trend of that. And I think that's cool. Even Nick Grant's album from like maybe a year or so ago could kind of fall into that same category. I enjoyed this though. And I'm glad that he rapped on this because it kind of brought it full circle. So I'm glad.
I thought this was fire. Man, you had covered something with him. He did like a live performance, remember? And he was kind of up there, kind of he had a band behind him, at a couple of James Brown moves and stuff. I thought that was fire. And so I wasn't surprised to see him kind of go in like another direction. I thought that thing that we covered, a couple months ago was maybe him kind of branching out. So I like it. I'm definitely here for it. I think Joey is an incredible artist, and he kind of had my attention within the first 30 seconds of the song that he's on to something. So shout out to him.
That track that you were talking about, the live performance, that was Umi Says, which was the Mos Def song, and he did a live performance for that. And Joey's gotten into acting as well. He's on the Power series, Raising Kanan,
Oh, that's what's
that
up.
50, yeah, on 50s Power Raising Kanan. So yeah, he's doing a lot of stuff. So shout out to him.
Absolutely, yeah.
Next, we got Toby Nwigwe with Bravo, fire emoji. That's
Bars.
all I got.
Bars. Yeah.
Dope production too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the fire. Next, we got Kiana Letty, or maybe Kiana Ledé. That's better. Kiana Ledé and LMA with Jealous. I've heard songs from Kiana before. This isn't necessarily my favorite, but I didn't think it was bad. It's a good song.
Yeah,
And
I
I thought
thought
LMA did her thing.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I thought LMA did her thing too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, LMA is incredible. Yeah, I thought it was cool. I mean, I thought it was a pretty cool track. Yeah.
Okay. Next, we have Currency and Jermaine Dupri with Fortune 500. I'll let you start.
Bars. This is, I mean, it may not be like the greatest song of all of them that they put out. I think maybe like five or six are floating around, but his bars on this one is crazy. So I heard the messaging, and even at the end, I think Royce was using this same little sample of like a father teaching his daughter, some of the principles about finance and money and stuff like that. They had that at the very end. But yeah, Currency was spitting on this one. I liked it.
Yeah, facts. Fire emoji.
Yeah.
Next, we have YG Tut, Big Bro. Once again, fire emoji. The track that we covered from him last week, I want to say that was Last Night, maybe, was the name of the track. I thought that one was dope as well. So yeah, if he's got an album coming out, we definitely have to check that out.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was good. Great track.
Okay. Next we have Anoy with Auburn, featuring Dame Drops as well from YouTube. So shout out to Dame Drops. He's a food reviewer on YouTube. You may have seen him in a commercial or two before. But I'll let you start.
Let me ask you before I give my review. They have any affiliation with Auburn, or it's just named that, to your knowledge?
I think that's just the name of the song.
Okay. Fire. He was spitting. I mean, like, not that he wasn't going off at the beginning, but he worked his way up. He built it up, but he had some crazy bars in there, man. Fire emoji.
Agreed. Fire. I like Aloy. I think he's a dope lyricist. Very underrated. Fire track.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next, we have Red Veil featuring JPEG Mafia, Black Enough. Once again, fire emoji.
It's crazy. I like it. I like this track. I mean, we're gonna cover another group towards the end there, but that's what I do like about these younger artists. One thing, Micah, who's a mutual friend of me and you, he was texting me some crazy stuff while I was listening to the music. He's always complaining about this new NBA era and how it's different from the 90s or whatever. And sometimes on the music side, people may, I guess I gotta watch myself too, how I'm open to the sports evolving. And I'm a, rap wise, yeah, I'm kind of a 90s guy or whatever. So I'm trying to evolve and kind of get with what these younger artists are doing, some of them at least. But yeah, I like what these guys are doing. They're very courageous and taking chances. This track is fire. Like, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if, Nas or Jay-Z or somebody we even made. Well, I take that back, because Jay did do a whole album with Linkin Park. But yeah, these tracks are fire though, man. Just to see these artists taking these type of risks and doing this, it's incredible.
Yeah, I thought Kenny Mason would have fit really nice on this track. A remix with JPEG Mafia, Red Veil, and Kenny would be dope. But
Yeah.
fire track, shout out to, as they call them, Peggy and Red Veil, fire.
Fire. Yeah, I agree.
Next, we have Conway the Machine featuring West Side Gunn, Quarter slash Brucifix. Fire. Conway rapped his tail off. I like West Side's verse. Fire.
Yeah, fire. Fire emoji. Yep. Video's dope too.
Agreed. Very dope.
Yeah.
Next, we have the pod favorite, Kane, with the assignment. So I'll let you start.
Fire, man. This is ridiculous. Like, the video is crazy too. Him and the girl playing chess. This is fire, man. Like, this guy here, I don't know if he's got an album out or dropping one, but he's something serious, man. This dude is definitely a problem, man. So I love it.
Fire emoji. Kane is an incredible artist. Every song we've covered on the pod thus far has been fire. It just keeps getting better. Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to Cam.
Next, NF with Happy. I'll let you start.
Did we, what's the other one? Aqualia or something like
I got that next.
that? Okay, I gotcha. Honestly, I don't remember the song that I listened to of NF's that they used to play on the radio, because it used to come on all the time. So that was like some years ago. But honestly, of all the newer music that I've heard, this is probably the better track of his, in my opinion. Even though it's, not necessarily rapping, it's kind of like him singing on it, but I thought it was a dope track. So probably one of his better songs, in my opinion.
I agree. I think this is probably one of his better songs, especially that we've covered on the pod. Like you said, it's not a rap song. I mean, it definitely feels a lot more pop than it does rap. He's singing on it. But I give him credit. I think it's a dope song. So shout out to him on that.
Yeah,
And the
absolutely.
video was well done as well.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Okay, next we have Akelia with Hello. Fire. Thought her voice was beautiful. The subject matter of the track is fire. I love it.
I agree 100%. Yep, I like it.
Yeah, I think that's Aquilia, maybe Aquilia.
Okay. You know I mess up names, so I ain't the one to ask.
We'll get it right next time.
Yeah.
But amazing song.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next, we have Ray Shrimmer with Not So Bad, Lean's Gone Cold. I'll let you start.
Yeah, I saw them on what was that, Kevin's something like that, one of those podcasts. Was that?
Bootleg Kev.
Yeah, Bootleg Kev, and there was I guess, they was trying to clear up because Millie's had did the same track, same sample. But I thought both of them killed it. I thought Millie's version of it was fire, and I thought what Ray Shrimmer did was fire as well. He sounded Quailey. I mean, not Quailey, but what's his name?
Swaley.
Quailey. Quailey sounded amazing singing the hook. I know they probably had to jump through a whole bunch of hoops to get that sample cleared, but it was fire, man. They definitely delivered. And I know they got an album that's out. I look forward to checking out. So fire.
Well, one thing I thought was interesting, when we covered the Millie's freestyle on I-95 last week, he there was a small shot that he took at Slim Jimmy from Ray Shrimmer. And I don't know if people caught that or not, but and he also said something like, "What I look like beefing with a Ray Shrimmer." But he talked about it, I think, on another podcast and said that he didn't have no beef with them guys, especially not Swae Lee. He just thought that, the way that the whole situation came off was kind of strange or whatnot. But overall, as far as this song, I thought it was dope. I thought it was good. I know you mentioned the hoops that you would probably have to jump through to get that sample cleared. Well, one thing that Millie's mentioned, and I thought was very important, obviously Stan, is a huge song for him, but Stan was also a song that was sampled from Dido's song. So
Right,
when you
right.
get that clear, you're not calling Eminem to get that clear. You're calling
Right.
Dido and
Right.
Dido's people. So, just to be clear on that for some people who might not understand that part of the business.
Right. Hey,
But
Mike.
definitely.
And she's eating good right now, ain't
Hey, absolutely.
she? Yeah. M, you got these two, that's a lot of checks coming in for
Absolutely.
her. Yeah.
But yeah, thought the song was done well. And I hope that there's no like lasting beef between Ray Shrimmer and Millie, because I like both Ray Shrimmer as a group and I like Millie's as a solo artist. So, hopefully, that this ends with just, both of their tracks being successful and they're moving forward.
Yeah, definitely.
Next we have Tech N9ne with 3D. I'll let you start.
Fire emoji. Yeah, I had a friend of mine, her and her boyfriend, that just went to a Tech N9ne concert. They posted some videos of it, and I looked at a little bit of it. Yeah, he sounds great live, and this song is fire, man.
I'm right there with you, fire emoji.
Yeah.
Next, we have Mozzie featuring YFN Lucci. We active. This is cool. I like Mozzie. So yeah, this is cool. I got nothing negative to say.
Yeah, it's cool. I like Mozzie as well. Got my introduction to him on Snoop's album From the Streets to the Suites. First time I heard of Mozzie, and he's worked with M as well. And I've heard some of his solo stuff as well. So yeah, Mozzie's dope, man. So this track is cool though. It's cool.
Yeah, facts. I think he got a project that just dropped, if not last week, the week before last. So we'll get to that soon on
Yeah,
the pod as well.
for sure.
Next, we have Ace Hood featuring Benny the Butcher and Millie's with Uncomfortable. Fire emoji.
Man, let me say this, man. I don't know what Ace Hood's label situation was, back in the day when he was with Khaled and stuff, but I like him so much better as an independent artist, man. Not that I didn't think he was dope then, but I just like the type of music he does now. I think it's incredible. And he's definitely someone who I think doesn't get enough props and credit for his rapping and music and stuff. I think Ace Hood is really dope.
No, facts. And you know, I think most people who like really listen to rap always knew that Ace Hood could rap and we knew he could go. But I'm with you. I think just the subject matter, the whole approach to what he's doing now, even from the mixtape to the album perspective, I just think, you know, it's just more cohesive and I think it works well for what he's doing right now and his overall image as an artist. So I think it's dope.
Absolutely.
Next, we got Pink Sweats with Moments. I'll let you start.
Yeah, I thought this was cool. I mean, cool vibe, nothing over the top, but I thought it was cool.
Yeah, acoustic guitar, very ballad type track. Not, you know, like Whitney Houston ballad type, but you know, definitely a singing love talk song type track. And I mean, that's what Pink Sweats does. So shout out to him on that. Not my favorite song that I've heard from him, but I thought it was cool. Next, we have Austin Mills featuring Estelle with Freeway. I love this because I love Estelle. So I thought this was fire. Love Estelle. I'm assuming, based on what I saw in the video, that Austin Mills is a producer. So yeah, this is fire.
I think this is one of the better songs of the week. Fire emoji.
Okay. Next, we got G Perico with DJ Drama, and the track is called No Do Overs. My homeboy Joey put me on G Perico. So this is probably one of the better tracks I've heard from him. He's a West Coast artist as well. And Drama obviously is, you know, doing a lot of work right now. So shout out to both of them. But yeah, I thought this was pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. I like the production, and I thought he had a lot of confidence and rapped well on it. So yeah, I like the track. I thought it was pretty cool.
Facts. Next, we have Deontay Hitchcock with Magic Interlude, Fire.
Fire, man. I hate it's just a 1 minute song, but this is probably one of yeah. I said the other song with Austin Mills and Estelle is probably my favorite song of the week, but this is up there too. I like it.
Yeah, you know, him and Toby both had under 2 minute songs this week, and I thought both of them were excellent. Deontay Hitchcock's an incredible artist, though, so underrated. I'm gonna go ahead and do this. I've done it before. I'll do it again. Dreamville, Shady, Royce, you got the Heaven Experience. So somebody needs to sign Deontay Hitchcock to a major label if he's not already signed. Like, I don't know what folks are doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next, Zombie Juice featuring the Underachievers with Dizzy. I'll let you start.
This is incredible, man. This is fire. This is the other group I was talking about earlier when we was talking about just these younger art like Red Veil. I was talking about Red Veil and JPEG Mafia track. This is right up there with it, man. This is incredible. A lot of confidence. I recognize one of those guys in the group. I don't know his name, but I've seen him before. This is fire, man. I love this track.
Yeah, Zombie Juice. We covered his song a couple weeks ago. Hikari. It was like kind of more of a singy song. He had a woman in the videos, almost kind of like a love song type deal. But yeah, Zombie Juice, obviously from Flatbush Zombies, and they work with Pro Era, the Underachievers, Joey, all of those guys. So yeah, they're all clicked up together. I think they even were in a crew called Beast Coast at one point a couple years ago. So yeah, excellent work from Zombie Juice on this track. His verse, I wouldn't say the second verse was fire. He went crazy. So yeah, fire track.
Yeah, absolutely.
And lastly, we have CJ Fly, who also with Pro Era, Thankful featuring Coda the Friend. And I'll let you start out.
Fire emoji. Took me, this is the last, obviously, the last song on our list, but I was finishing up some notes, so I paused for a minute. And then right before I got on with you, I finished this last song out, but I liked it a lot. I thought it was fire. Coda,
Yeah,
incredible.
Yeah, I thought it was dope too. I thought Coda's verse was really dope. Like a lot of the metaphors that CJ Fly used, a lot of punchlines and metaphors. Production was a little simple, but I didn't think it was, detrimental to the track. So, yeah, shout out to both of them. I thought it was dope.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man, we cover a lot of music this week, man. But most of it, like I say, especially with the albums and stuff, I thought everybody did a good job. So it was a great week for music.
Yeah, thanks. Let's see. Yeah, I thought that Juicy J was a definite highlight. Really enjoyed that. Really enjoyed Royce's EP as well. Daniel Caesar's album was incredible.
Absolutely.
I enjoyed Tink's album as well. Ask JPEG Mafia's album, I enjoyed that as well too.
Yep.
Ellie Dollar, Quando Rondo, a lot of good stuff this week, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I enjoyed it too, man. Give everybody the social media, Mike. We got these playoffs and play-in games and all this stuff going on, man. So, just a good time of year, man. The weather's getting ready to change. We got playoffs coming up and a lot of great music, man.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, next week got some good stuff on the tab for next week as well. And maybe the last week of April we'll hit y'all with the best of thus far through the year, the best of hip hop albums, R&B. Maybe we even hit you with a top verses and top singles, something like that.
Yeah.
Just to, close out the first quarter.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Give everybody
For
your
sure.
social media, Mike.
Yes, M1C underscore CH3CK.
All right. And I am Taryn Till the Great on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook at Taryn Till and on YouTube. I have two pages, Taryn Till Music and In the Hills. This microphone has been covering up my t-shirt, but I wanted to shout out Eazy-E, West Coast legend, Eric Wright, one of the pioneers in the game, man. Shout out to Eric and NWA. We appreciate you guys for tuning in to this week's episode of the Sleeping Giants podcast. We'll see you next time. Take care.